Well, you're with Left, Right and Centre on NDTV 24/7. Now, if you live in the National Capital Region and are breathing in the relatively clean air, then breathe deeply. We're just over a month away from the foulest air of the year. That's during the Diwali period. And then things just become progressively worse. Air pollution is killing us. That's an empirically proven fact. What the Supreme Court now wants to know from the pollution control boards of the National Capital Region are the steps that they propose to introduce to tackle air pollution this winter. Is there any hope at all? That's what we try and find out. But before we try and get some answers, let's remind all of ourselves why we are talking about air pollution for what must be the 2000th time. I'll tell you why. So if you actually look at studies now, they clearly establish the impact of air pollution on life expectancy. This is a University of Chicago report. It says that global pollution is the greatest external threat to life expectancy. Let's bring you more data points. I'll go to the next point. Again, the same report. Pollution, policy, ambitions are highly unequal around the world. People in most polluted places are breathing six times more polluted air. As a result, life expectancy has been reduced by an average of 2.7 years. It's killing us. That's why we are discussing this. 37 of 94 countries are not meeting the national standards to curb pollution. In the US, Europe, these two, Europe and the United States, now account for only 3.9% of particulate pollution in terms of the health burden. But China residents are living 2 years longer because of pollution reduction. So things have improved in China. But South Asia's pollution has sharply declined 18% between 2021 and 2022. So there's some good news for South Asia. But global pollution overall has declined slightly in 2022 based on the South Asia performance. But overall, the numbers, which is why we're having this discussion, is that it is absolutely critical. But let's just introduce the India fact sheet. Now, you saw how things were actually improving somewhat in South Asia, but the India fact sheet, the University of Chicago report, says that particulate pollution in India has dropped between 2021 and 2022. This decline has added 1 year to India's average life expectancy. The above normal rainfall has amplified the impact of emission controls. And despite declines, India's average particulate pollution level far exceeds the World Health Organization average. Over 38% of the population is on track to lose 5.4 years of life expectancy. So we brought you, in fact, both sides, how things might be statistically improving. But just look at this statistic. Over 38% of the world's population, of India's population, are on track to lose 5.4 years of life expectancy. That's what we're looking at. Dr. Anil Gupta, a board member of the Central Pollution Control Board and Delhi Pollution Control Committee, joins us. Mohammad Hafizur Rehman, fellow at the Center for Air Quality Research, with us as well. And Ronak Sutaria, founder of Respira Living Sciences Private Limited. Thank you all for being with us. Dr. Anil Gupta, bottom line, we've been talking about this for years. Will anything change for the National Capital Region this winter?
Yeah, good evening to you and all the viewers. Good thing that we have a good rainy season right now, so we have a better weather, better air quality index. But it is all the God is doing the work, not the man. See, let me give you some technical facts. This air quality index normally has 8 parameters. That is PM2.5, PM10, benzene, NOx, sulfur, carbon monoxide, ozone, and lead. For last 3-4 years, these 6 parameters are within the control range. They are below the 100. The main issue is PM2.5 and PM10. They are basically the particulate matter, which has a micron size of 2.5 or 10 and less than that. I think the main problem is for the Delhi government or the NCR region. You know, Delhi has a road length of 28,508 kilometers. Everywhere you go in Delhi or roughly surrounding Delhi, you will find the potholes, the dust, Everywhere you find that.
So, Dr. Gupta, the basic point is that nothing is changing this winter. That was my question.
I think nothing will change. Let me give you the solid answer for that also, if you allow me. See, I also have been discussing all these things for last several years. With some of the government initiatives, the other six parameters have bettered because of the conversion of buses from diesel to CNG to this electric, then the lead-free petrol and the vapor recovery system and all these things. But the main job, you know, somebody blames the pollution control board. Pollution control boards are basically the regulators. The actual job is to be done by the government or the municipal authority.
Okay, I get your point. Let me go across to Hafizur Rehman. Yes. You know, Hafiz, if we were to have recorded this discussion 5 years ago, right, and played it out today, would people actually know any difference? Because it just seems that the same arguments are arguments given 5 years ago that we have played out today, that, you know, pollution control boards can only do so much. We need to identify the areas of pollution. Yes, it is welcome that we move to CNG or whatever it is, but at the end of the day, we'll keep breathing this nonsense. So is there any difference?
The government has taken an essential step to control the air pollution in Delhi and NCR regions also. And after the implementation of the NCAP for the non-attainment cities, the people through the development of the Clean Air Action Plan, the government have taken many policy interventions, introduced a policy intervention. And over the years, if you compare, it is improving some of the cities. In other cities also, we can see the improvement. The effort has been taken by both the central government and the state government has improved a lot. But basically, the pollution level in Delhi depends on the season to season. Seasonal pollution also act as a main contributor to it. Like during the October, from September to November month, basically the crop residue burning comes to questions. But it is a seasonal effect. So apart from that, in the winters, during the winters, we can take some sector-specific intervention to control the air pollution level. Like we can introduce some of the fact, like in Delhi, Terry, along with the IIT Kanpur, have implemented this real-time source apportionment studies. These real-time source apportionment studies is giving us the real-time estimation of the source contribution to the pollution level. So apart from that, we can
Hafiz, what does real-time detection of a source of pollution really help us if we can't get rid of that pollution?
Yes, but we can take some sector-specific actions also, like we are taking in some other cities. Like in Lucknow, recently we are implementing some of the plan like retrofitment of conventional tandoors to the gas-based tandoors. So similarly, we can take these steps in Delhi to switch over this conventional tandoor to gas-based tandoor in hotels and restaurants and eateries of Delhi and NCR.
Right.
Like we can also introduce the tracking of introducing of the camera surveillance for the control and management of air pollution by identifying the hotspot regions.
Okay.
These hotspot regions can be identified.
Okay, hold on to those thoughts. Those are good ideas. I think it's a question of implementation. Ronak, the other big problem, of course, is stubble burning in Punjab and in Haryana, parts of Uttar Pradesh as well. That takes us over the edge. No one suggests that that's the only source of air pollution. It's not. But that takes us over the edge to something which is beyond what the meters can detect. Has anything been done in the last 1 year to ensure that stubble burning is reduced?
Yeah, so thanks, Vishnu, for having me. Interestingly, I was actually just listening to the Punjab Pollution Control Board chairman in person here in Bangalore just an hour ago. You know, he's himself here presenting at an air quality conference, and he spoke about stubble burning. And of course, it is from the PCB's perspective, but the data he's shared is that, you know, more than 50% of the farmers seem to have managed to get the situation under control. There is still a segment which is, you know, not fully compliant with the stubble burning guidelines. But, you know, I think the amount of effort that's going into that space it does look like that the Punjab PCB side, or at least that state side, the interventions definitely are happening. You know, I mean,
No, but interventions to what end? Because last year we saw thousands of farm fires, and we were tracking these by satellites, you know, on a almost real-time basis. So therefore, what has profoundly changed? Because there needed to be great changes in getting rid of the stubble, in perhaps introducing it to plants which converted that stubble into energy. It meant stepping up infrastructure to the smallest villages, road infrastructure. It meant giving incentives to farmers to actually get into this system. And ultimately, it's all about crop diversification as well, which has not happened. And therefore, how do you suggest that things might be different this year?
Yeah, I don't think they are going to be substantially resolved. I mean, the stubble burning part, you know, I think there are solutions which have been offered, not just from those equipment perspective, but, you know, alternative usage of the stubble, you know, and trying to manage that life cycle of the stubble. You know, but the NCR problem, I think, independent of the stubble, you know, is pretty severe. And, you know, I was reading the Supreme Court directive today, and, you know, and the technologies that have been highlighted there, I think the previous speaker also spoke about the source apportionment technology. I have been tracking it for the last 4 years, actually. We are pretty neck deep in that space. And some of it, honestly, that the Delhi government, the control committee, or whichever other agencies have implemented, both the big technologies around real-time source apportionment and the smog tower, have not honestly passed the scrutiny of the scientists and the technologists.
No, they haven't. A smog tower to deal with a city like Delhi, or even a part of a city like Delhi, it just seems to be a joke.
It doesn't work, Vishnu. I think I think the CAQM itself has highlighted that the biomass heating is a very, very distributed but core to the problem.
Sure.
You know, an issue like biomass for heating, you know, transport remains a consistent problem.
Sure. Ronak, hold on for half a second. Dr. Anil Gupta, many years back, a lot of us felt that perhaps odd even needed to have been introduced earlier, that this was a one-fix solution to air pollution as it went up to, you know, a level which was completely unacceptable. So many years later, is it time for us to accept that odd-even is essentially a failure, particularly in a city where scooters and motorcycles continue to ply, because no one is going to get them off the road? It doesn't make sense, politically or otherwise.
Vishnu, the problem is that the politician becomes the environmental experts.
Right.
They don't know the ABCD of the source of the air pollution. See, I have given you some figures. Air quality index has 8 parameters. 6 parameters are normally under control for last 3-4 years. Vehicular pollution is not much in Delhi and NCR. It is PM2.5 and PM10. You can check the records. Mm-hmm. Delhi NCR has roughly 50 monitoring stations. You know, Delhi NCR region has the best monitoring station in India. We have the data every 1 hour. Recently, you talked about this smoke tower. That was not a solution. That was a pilot study which has failed. How in this universe you just pollute and just put a filter to dilute it? How is that possible in this universe? That was a pilot study that failed. Even the source apportionment study, as a board member of DPCC, we deliberated on that. That was also biased, because something political interest is there. Nobody is taking care of the core issues. You ask even a person who is studying MSc environment, he will tell you what is the source of pollution. But they are not taking, I am telling you, you go to Delhi NCR, anywhere, even the sweeping machines which have been put up to clean the roads, indirectly they are putting dust on the roads. You can take your camera and go there.
Yeah, it just moves from one part of Delhi to another part. Look, we'll leave it over here. I suspect we'll be talking a lot more about it.